Audio journal entry number 2. This is Larry Wells. It is September 2nd, 2009 at 8:17 p.m. in Las Vegas, Nevada. Well, I've decided to give this journal thing another try. I know it's only Wednesday, and I was originally planning on doing these at the end of the week or during the weekend, but honestly, I'm bored, and I don't really have anything to do right now, but I do have an announcement. Well, two announcements, actually. On Monday, Mrs. Kaufman announced the fall play. We are doing A Tale of Two Cities. Rehearsals start on the 14th, and the show opens on October 21st and runs till the 24th. So, I did listen to Dr. Benson. I auditioned for the play, and Mrs. Kaufman wants me at callbacks next week. I'm actually really excited. I mean, I don't know if I'll get a part or anything, but you know what? It's still pretty neat that she wants me to read for some of the characters. Honestly, I think she just likes that I can do accents. Having an Irish father really does have its perks. Anyway, this is going to be a short entry because I just got back from Dad's and it's getting late, so I'm probably going to get ready for bed in the next half hour.
Are you fucking kidding me?
The hell? Hang on. Hang on. I want to hear this.
When were you planning on telling me, Robert? When the fuck were you planning on telling me?
I'm telling you now, Claire. Would you take it easy?
Robert, you were moving clear the fuck across town next month. And you're telling me this now? What about the kids, huh? Did you give that any fucking consideration?
What about the kids? Nothing's going to change, Claire. I'll still pick them up from school, and I still take them on the weekend.
Oh, for God's sake, Robert! You complain about having to drive them back and forth enough as it is, and you currently only live 10 minutes away.
Maybe I wouldn't complain as much if you would pick them up every now and again.
I happen to work, Robert.
And I don't, Jesus Christ, Claire! You have a real hard time remembering that I work from 7 at night until 4 in the fucking morning. I need to get all the sleep I can get. So between getting home, driving back and forth with the kids to my place on here, and driving back home to get ready for work, I really don't have that much time to get any sleep.
Oh, but you have time to date and move in with someone? Yeah, want to try that one again? I find it very interesting that I've yet to meet this woman with whom you've decided to move in with. When was I going to meet her, Robert?
Claire, who I see is none of your goddamn business.
When she's going to be around my kids, it absolutely is.
Claire, you're overreacting.
I am not overreacting. Don't you fucking tell me I'm overreacting.
Claire, it'll be fine. The kids will be fine too.
Yeah? And just when were you planning on dropping this bomb on them? On after your honeymoon?
Claire, how the hell is this any different from you having that frog around all last year?
That was different.
Why, he stayed with you and the kids before I met him.
He stayed for a week, Robert. He didn't even move in. It didn't even work out.
Huh, imagine that. Shit. Sorry, look, Claire, she's a great woman, okay? She really is. Plus, she's great with kids, too. I mean, she has 4 of her own.
I'm sorry, come again?
Yeah, she has 4 kids.
Okay. First, I'm hearing about this.
Why does that matter? I'm not allowed to date someone with kids.
I didn't say that. 4?
Yeah.
All right. So let me see if I have fully grasped all of what's going on here, okay? And by all means, correct me if I get any of my facts wrong. I just want us to be on the same page here. You have decided, without discussing it with me...
Claire?
Let me finish. You have decided, without discussing it with me, that you are moving 45 minutes to an hour away, depending on traffic, with your girlfriend, who, not to belabor a point, I have never met. Am I getting it right so far?
Sure.
Oh, good. I'll continue then. So you're moving in with her and her 4 sons, daughters? What are we looking at here?
She has 4 daughters.
How old?
Does it matter?
How old?
15, 16, 17, and 18.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Oh, God, I need a drink.
Oh, shite.
Okay. So, you know what? I'm sorry. I need to say this out loud again just so I can make sure I'm getting this right. So, you are again moving clear across town with your girlfriend and her 4 teenage daughters, who I'm just going to assume have different fathers?
That's not fair.
You know what's not fair, Robert? Everything you're doing right now. You've thought none of this through. You clearly haven't given any thought to how this will affect the kids. Wait, 4 teenage daughters? How big is this place?
It's a two-story with four bedrooms. Claire, it's big enough.
You sure? So, let's see.
Claire, I'm not going to stand here and be interrogated by you.
Hang on. Do the girls share rooms?
Yes, Larry and Jess will share too. Why?
Larry is 14. Jess is 6. They need their own rooms, Robert.
No, they don't, Claire.
Oh, for God's sakes, Robert, grow up. You really don't see anything wrong with a teenage boy sharing a room with a 6-year-old girl.
Claire, they're brother and sister. What are you implying?
I'm not implying anything, Robert. He's 14. He needs his own room.
No, he doesn't. I shared a room with my brother growing up. It's the same thing.
No, it's not the same thing. There is a 2-year age difference between you and your brother. There is an 8-year difference between Larry and Jess.
Okay, fine. I'll see if any of her daughters would mind having Jess crash in one of their rooms.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
What?
Robert, you're missing the point.
Enlighten me.
The point is, Robert, that you have made a decision that will affect our kids. And you have done this prior to me meeting these people, so I have no idea just who the hell my kids will be around. And you have also made this decision without discussing it with me. That's the point.
You sure that's not the only reason you're pissed?
The hell is that supposed to mean?
You sure it doesn't bother you just a little bit that I'm with someone who...
Oh, don't flatter yourself. I'm sure she'll learn soon enough that being with a foreigner stays sexy only for so long.
Okay, you know what? Say whatever you want, Claire. I'm still moving. That's not changing because for the first time in 20 years, I'm going to be selfish and do what I want for once.
Are you fucking serious? For the first time? Really? The first time? Wow, Robert, there are times when I truly envy just how much that you are able to delude yourself. I wish I could do that. But unfortunately for me, one of us has to be the adult.
You're so goddamn self-righteous. You know that.
No, Robert. I'm just trying to think of the kids. Speaking of which, now's probably as good a time as any, but I've actually been meaning to have a conversation with you.
About what?
Your child support payment, Robert. They're overdue. Very overdue.
Claire, you know money's been tight with me.
Then how are you moving? Is she paying for it? Oh, am I kidding? Of course she is. I mean, it's not like you can get your money back from a slot machine, right?
Okay, you know what?
Point being, Robert, I really don't give a flying fuck about your excuses. Get up to date and I'll expect the payments with interest.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not, Robert. Support your kids. And I'm really not kidding about the interest. If I don't get those payments regularly, you'll be hearing from my lawyer.
You're vindictive.
Oh, please. Finish that sentence. I'm begging you.
You know, Claire, when you're nice, you're a sweetheart. But when you're not, you're a fucking bitch.
Okay. Is that all?
Yes.
Good. Now get the fuck out of my house. I don't want you to step foot in it again. If you come to pick up the kids, they will walk out to you. I don't even want you stepping foot in my driveway. If you do enter my house, I will see you arrested for trespassing. Now, get out.
Okay, that happened. Fuck, I knew it wasn't gonna go well when he told her, but I didn't think it would. Come in!
Okay, what did you hear?
Bits and pieces. I
Larry.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I heard all of it.
Great. I don't ever want him in the house, Larry.
I know.
No, Larry. I am dead serious. Never in my house. And none of that don't tell your mom crap. He is forbidden from stepping foot in my house. He does not get to talk to me that way in my own house. Do you understand?
I do.
Don't let him in, Larry. Don't you ever fucking let him in, okay? This is my house, not his. If he's here to pick you up, then you go out to him. He does not come in here, okay?
Okay, Mom.
Okay. Glad we're on the same page.
I wanted to tell you, but Dad told me to wait.
You wanted to tell me what?
About him, Jade, the move.
You knew he was doing this.
Yeah.
Huh. Have you actually met Jade?
Yeah, last Friday. Dad took me to meet her and her daughters. We all went to see Halloween 2.
What's that rated?
It's rated R, but I am...
No buts, Larry. It's rated R. You know the rules.
Well, Jade and her daughters wanted to see it. It was kind of a spur-of-the-moment thing. Dad said he wanted me to meet them, and...
So you both chose not to run this by me, then?
No, no, it's not like that. He wanted to...
Larry, do you know what a lie is?
What?
A lie, Larry. Do you know what a lie is?
Yes, I don't understand the question.
An attempt to deceive, Larry. A lie is an attempt to deceive. You and your father lied to
no,
me.
No, no, that's not...
You lied about going to an R-rated movie. You didn't tell me you were going to meet his new made-in-China girlfriend.
I think she's Vietnamese.
Yeah, who gives a shit? Point is, Larry, you and your father lied to me. By not telling me this information, you were deceiving me. You knowingly lied to me.
No, Mom, I didn't mean to... I didn't mean to...
Larry,
I didn't know...
Did you not see anything wrong with your dad taking you to an R-rated movie?
We were meeting them.
Did you or did you not... see anything wrong with your dad taking you to an R-rated movie without either of you discussing it with me?
No, I don't know.
Did you not see anything wrong with your dad suddenly deciding to move in with these people?
Mom, what was I supposed to do?
You could have called me, Larry, but you chose to go along with your dad's deception. So glad you're taking after him.
Mom, I'm sorry,
Whatever. How are your grades doing?
They're fine.
You hesitated. If I go on parent link right now, will they be fine?
They should be.
Open your laptop and log in. Let's see.
Mom, I was getting ready for bed. Can we do...
Open the fucking laptop!
Yes, Mom. Okay, here we go.
Nice to see that theater's an A. I mean, why... The one class that doesn't require effort, why wouldn't that be an A? Let's see. Why do you have a B in English? You should have an A in that.
I forgot to turn in an assignment.
Forgot to turn it in, or did you just not do it?
I forgot to turn it in.
How did you forget to do that?
I just spaced, that's all. I'm turning it in tomorrow.
For half credit, I'm sure. Science. C. Why?
I'm just struggling a bit in that class. I'm going to talk to her tomorrow.
Larry, I put you in that special ed class so you could take advantage of the extra help offered there. What the hell have you been doing in there?
Nothing,
Clearly!
Mom, I'm trying not to ask for too much help because... Look, I'm trying not to ask for too much help from the special needs department because I want to be able to prove to myself that I can actually do it.
And how's that working out? Let's look at more of these. B. B. C. Oh, look, a D! You're knocking it right out of the fucking park, aren't you?
Can we please stop?
Oh, I would lose that chip on my shoulder if I were you.
I don't have a chip on my shoulder.
I don't want to hear any more excuses. Not from you, not from your father. I'm so fucking done with excuses, Larry. You know what?
Mom, what are you doing?
I'm taking your laptop, Larry. You sure as hell not using it for anything productive. If you need it for homework, the computer in the living room works just fine. I'm going to bed. Oh, and by the way, there was no coffee this morning.
Mom, I'm...
Oh, wait. Let me guess. You're sorry. Thanks. I feel so much better.
I don't think I need to record anymore. I think that about sums it up. Good night, I guess.
Recording patient interview, September 4th, 2009. This is Dr. Sarah Benson. Patient's name is Lawrence Wells, age 14. How are you today, Larry?
Grounded. You?
Oh no, what happened?
Grades, which I was working on. I don't have any F's or anything, but Mom made us look at grades together before I could see what I could do to fix them, and... Ugh, I fucking hate looking at grades with her. Every time I just get so anxious, I don't know.
Do you think that the Concerta is helping at all?
I think so. I'm less antsy than I used to be. I think I'm more focused, I mean, contrary to what my grades may say, but I'm trying, okay? I swear to God, I'm trying.
Well, are you utilizing the advantages of the special ed class?
Yes and no. I mean, don't get me wrong. The teacher, Mrs. Parker, she's great, but I don't want to use the special ed department as a crutch, you know?
What do you mean?
You don't see the other kids in that class. For God's sakes, one of them thought Europe was a country. They don't even try. They treat the teacher like shit. They don't even have special needs. They're just stupid. I just don't want to be seen as one of them. I don't want to be categorized in their group. Look, none of my friends know I'm in that class, okay? I'm just trying to push myself, but the more I push myself, the more stressed I get, and... I'm in a class with delinquents and kids with severe emotional issues. I mean... Oh, get this one. This one kid threw a stapler at Mrs. Parker for correcting his English assignment. A fucking stapler! It took two hall monitors to get him out of the classroom. I mean... Look, I know I have Asperger's, but... I mean... Look, I know I have Asperger's. Mom brings it up enough. It's kind of hard for me to forget. I just...
You just what?
I just don't feel like this is the right class for me. I mean, I read Dickens and Tolstoy for God's sakes.
Did you tell your mom this?
That I read Dickens and Tolstoy?
That you don't think the class is a good fit.
I tried, but she just kept snapping at me. She'd been drinking too, so it was pointless to even try.
You're sure she was drinking?
I could smell it on her, but there was no way in hell I was going to say anything. I mean, okay, here's what happened. Dad told her he was moving in with his girlfriend, and she got pissed, so she naturally took it out on me. You know, every time she gets angry, it's like she looks for other things to be angry at. And unfortunately for me, I just happen to, more often than not, fall into that category of other things.
Larry, this isn't the first time you've talked about your mom's drinking. Does it concern you?
Sometimes. After what happened with Dad, I don't know, I guess I've just been more aware of it. I mean, I've noticed it more, especially with Mom. I mean, oh God, the more and more I think about it, it was always there. You know, it was always there with both of them. Can I ask you something?
Well, that's what I'm here for.
How do you know when someone's an alcoholic?
Oh boy. That's a tricky question, Larry.
Why? I mean, either you are an alcoholic or you're not an alcoholic, right?
No, it's not quite that simple.
Why? Please, help me understand this. I really need help understanding this. I just... Fuck!
I will say that both of your parents exhibit very common traits of what would define an alcoholic.
You remember last year when I ended up in the hospital?
Yes, I remember. You said that the bullying was the main reason for your suicide attempt, but there were other factors, such as your parents drinking.
School was a nightmare, and home was just as bad. You never knew what kind of a mood Mom would be in, and Dad was... Dad. It wasn't until about 3 months ago, that night, with him, that I really started to put the two together. The drinking, the beatings, I mean... I knew he drank, but I'd never seen him like that, so when... You know, he did what he did, I don't know... Everything just kind of made sense after that.
Larry, you said beatings, as in plural? I thought that night was the only time he was ever physically violent with you.
What? Yeah, it was. And before that night, it was emotional beatings. That's what I meant.
I see.
My dad's a great guy. He really is. I mean, I wanted to live with him.
Wanted? You no longer want to live with him?
He's moving in with his girlfriend and her daughters. It's not really an option for me anymore. Which means even more time with Mom. Yippee for me. You know something really screwed up? I would gladly take Dad beating the ever-loving shit out of me over Mom, and she's never once laid a hand on me. Jesus, how screwed up is that?
It's not screwed up at all, Larry. People who say sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can't hurt me are, in my professional opinion, full of shit. Words often can cause more pain than any fist ever could. Bruises heal, bones mend, but we remember words spoken. And those words can have as much effect on us now as they did when they were first said to us. So, no, Larry, it's not screwed up at all.
Yeah. Can we stop talking about this?
Yeah, is there anything else you wanted to talk about?
Actually, there is. I took your advice. I auditioned for the play, and Mrs. Kaufman wants me at callbacks next week.
Oh, Larry, that's great. Good for you. What play is it?
We're doing A Tale of Two Cities.
Ugh, that's one of my favorite books.
Mine too. I'm actually really excited.
That's great.
Yeah. Also, during auditions, I think I made some new friends or acquaintances. There's this one girl, Olivia Ballard. She's pretty cool. She's a gamer and a comic nerd like me. We bonded over Batman Arkham Asylum and Batman the Animated Series. And there's this other guy, too, Kevin Lorne. He's a bigger Tim Burton nut than me. In fact, I'm pretty sure he has a shrine to him in his bedroom. We really hit it off. We're actually making plans to see Alice in Wonderland when it comes out. I mean, I know that's only a few months away, but still nice to have those plans.
I'm glad to hear that, Larry. I really am. Do you think you'll get a part?
I hope so. I mean, Fiona thinks I will, and she's basically Mrs. Kaufman's right hand, so... I don't know, I'm confident. I have really high hopes.
That's great, Larry. It really is. Anyway, on that note, we are out of time. Did you want to set up anything for next week?
Yeah, can we do Friday again?
Sure. Same time?
Yes.
Okay, I will see you next week. Bye.
See ya.
The Larry Wells Journals is written by James Cookson and produced by James and Tori Cookson. In this episode, you heard James Cookson as Larry, Mia Elena Ficarro as Claire, Sam Smith as Robert, and McKenna Ballard as Dr. Benson. Closing credit music is possible by Ross Bugden. Find out more at instagram.com/RossBugden. Comments, questions, or just want to say hi? Email us at LarryWellsPodcast@gmail.com. To find out more about our show, be sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter @LarryWellsPodcast. Thank you so much for listening, and be careful what you say. You never know who's recording.